Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice presents by booking only Tuesdays. It's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Levine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Segal at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturdays Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPV Radio.
Just because somebody smells like weed don't mean they don't know scripture. Just because they got pink, purple, and green hair don't mean that they don't have a prayer life. And just because they got piercings don't mean that they are absent of purpose. You got to get rid of your bougie, superficial, shallow self and understand that there's a cross for everyone. And all the world has got to bow down at his name. Just because you got on a three-piece suit and stiletto heels, that don't make you righteous. I'd rather have somebody with cut-off jeans and flip-flops that got a pure heart and clean hands and understand what grace is.
Good afternoon, family and friends. Welcome to the Grub. It is 2021. Father God,
yes.
We have made it. So, family
Amen.
And friends, I am your host, niece, with my two beautiful sisters, Pastor Gene Homer and Sister Deanne LeBrun. Family and
yes,
friends,
yes.
It is that time of day. It is time for the Grub. My sisters, how are you guys doing today on this blessed Tuesday?
What happened, Wayne?
So, family and friends, we have a menu out of this world for you guys today. But, of course, before we start, Sister LeBron, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for today. We want to thank you for goodness and mercy, for your grace and for your kindness. We thank you, God, that we are in a new year. God, you have blessed us to cross over into this new year. Father, we give you thanks and praise because you are worthy to be praised. Father, in Jesus' name, we invite you, God, into the show. We ask, Lord, that thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We pray, Father, that you stretch out your hands and you gather your people, oh God, so we can hear the word of the Lord. Father, you said to study to show ourselves approved. Father, we ask, God, that the word come forth with boldness. It comes forth with clarity, and someone will hear the word of God, Father, and it will change their life. And God, we give you the praise today. We glorify you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, family and friends, 2020 has gone. We're in a new year. So, what are your mission for this year? You know, like the opening play that, well, not play, but the piece that I play at the opening, you know, judge not. We are not here, family and friends, to judge anybody because we don't know what power of God they have. They might be just the anointed one to help you. So, family and friends, with that being said, we are giving you a Southern Sunday dinner. Yes.
On Tuesday. On Tuesday.
It. Yes. Southern style. Southern style. So, with your fluffy potatoes coming from Colossians 3:8, we are cleaning house. That's
Amen.
Right, family. We are cleaning house. But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. See, family and friends, we could do a lot of damage with our mouth. We shred one another's confidence. We set people up to look foolish. We lie and manipulate to get our way. We accuse and blame. We bulldoze others with our anger. We get mad and get even. We're ugly and offensive. Our words deny the love and life we found in Jesus. Today, family and friends, remember that the old you is dead. You have been risen with Christ. Your life is now hidden with him. You can throw away your filthy clothes and put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You're no longer harsh and mean. You build people up. You create safety and peace. You are pure and clean. Your loving words are proof you're alive in Christ. Family and friends, once again, we're cleaning house in 2021. Pastor Gene.
Amen.
Pastor Jean?
She sent a message. I don't know if you got it.
No, I didn't get it. Sister Deanne, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. Live radio, lady. Hey, but I want to say a happy and bless 2021 to everybody. I pray that all your dreams and aspirations come into manifestation in this year. Amen. This is such an awesome scripture, I would say, to start off the new year with. As much as the message said, judge not, lest ye be judged. And to go on with the scripture that we read, putting away all filthiness of hatred and anger, you know, Jesus asked us, he told us a parable about, can a tree that's bitter, can it bring forth sweet fruits and vice versa? Can a bad tree bring forth good fruit, and can a good tree bring forth bad fruit? And the answer is no, it's impossible. Because whatever your root is, whatever is written in your DNA, that is what you are. But when we come to Christ, it is no longer us who lives, but Christ that lives through us, because now we have a new DNA, because his seed is now in us. So this year, and I, when you said something about being harsh and mean, I laughed because I just thought of something. It is so easy for people to judge. It is so easy for people to point finger. It is so easy for people to walk around with anger and rage and just blast off on people. And like, you don't know why I'm angry. You don't know why I'm mad. Such and such did this to me. Such and such happened to me. And am I saying you don't have a reason to be mad? You don't have to a reason to be angry? You do. But the Bible tells us, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. When you do that, you open doors for the enemy to come in and destroy you. Don't manipulate people. Don't intimidate people because you're so vexed, you're so angry, walking around with all this unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred. You had that last year. You should be good and tired of that last year and say, this is a new year. Let me start anew. The thing is, when it comes to the matters of the heart, when it comes to sins of the heart, especially for somebody to say, yeah, you know, I'm this, I'm that, we don't like saying that because of pride. And pride, the Bible tells us, will keep a lot of people out of heaven because God said he hates pride. Matter of fact, the book of Proverbs say a proud look. He don't even want you to look proud. So in this year, as we start this year, let us, I don't do New Year's resolution, but I do say I'm working on myself or doing better. So in this year, let us take inventory of what's in our heart. What the Bible, what Colossians just say, are you angry? Are you mad? Are you fat? Are you manipulating people? Are you a narcissist? Are you, you know what I'm saying? What is it that you got going on in you that you know that God don't like? And I say to you, when we pray, let's do that. You know, it's easy, like the man, and he say, I much rather be with somebody who in flip-flops and a slipper and some torn-up jeans than somebody in a suit, because we can put on that face. We can look holy. We can hide anger. We can hide, you know what I'm saying? We can hide the sins of the heart, but the sins of the flesh, we can't do that. So this year, let us come together. Let us say, Lord, it's not that person. It's me. I'm the one with the anger issue. I'm the one who flew off the handle. It was me, God. It was the word that I spoke out of anger. It was the rage in me that caused me to raise my hand. You know what I'm saying? So when we do that, that's how we get forgiveness, and that's how we get deliverance. If you don't want to bring it to God, you best to believe God going to say, okay, it's not that he don't want to deliver us. It's not that he don't want to set us free, but our God, he's a gentleman. And if you don't want to give it to him as much as he wants us to give it to him, if we don't volunteer, then we have to stay with it. And it's not his fault. It's our fault. Amen?
Amen. Family and friends, I am so sorry. Pastor Jean is not with us today. But we do have Sister Lorraine from Saturday Buffet. Sister
Amen. Hello, Nisi. How are you?
I'm good, sis.
Good. I was listening to what you were saying. I simply was trying to support today, and I was going to sneak in, but I'm sure Pastor Chris told on me. But I was listening at the sister say that she didn't do New Year's resolutions. Well, I don't either. But I do what I call it a reset. There are some things that I've allowed in my life and in my space on last year that I don't intend to embrace in this new year. I believe that every year should bring about a change in our lives. We should be willing to take off some things in order to put on some things. And I believe that everything that we take on should cause us to behave more like our daddy and should cause us to become powerful instead of pitiful. And so this year, as I look at my life, I have a burden in my heart for my children, for my grandchildren, for those that are near and dear to me. And I am going to be more adamant about lifting them up and living Christ-like before them. I think we talk too much about what we are or who we are, and we don't do enough of being who we are.
Yes.
And so that's my goal, is to quit talking about it and being about it, that I will become a real believer, because a believer is always found believing. You know, we talk a good game as believers, but when crunch time comes, we sometimes drop the ball and we run and hide.
There you have it from your friend, our sister. Sister Lorraine. But so many of friends, we're going to move on with this grub on this Tuesday. So we have a this sudden Sunday dinner. We have for you fresh green beans. Second Telecion's 3-2-3. And this is your evil enemy, and pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from evil ones. See, family, Satan wants to destroy believers' faith and every godly marriage. We sense his destructive influence everywhere we turn. Sexual temptation makes us question our vow of faithfulness. Negative church members discourage us from serving. Easy credit and persuasive people sabotage our wise financial planning. See, critical in-laws tempt us to put down our loved ones. The enemy's accusations make us doubt God's love and our salvation. Pray for deliverance from every threat to your trust in God. Ask for wisdom to set boundaries around you and your marriage. Eliminate any influence that could undeter your obedience to the word and devotion to each other. Allow God to strengthen you so the enemy's schemes are powerless against your family. The name of the Lord is a forfeit tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. God runs away to find safety and protection from every kind of evil. His love will hold you secure. Family and friends, is not everyone in our life is good for us.
That's
sometimes
right.
The ones that we see as our best friend, family and friends, they're our evil enemies. It could be your family member that's trying to bring you down every time you try to uplift yourself, especially if you decide to walk a different path than they walk in. If you decide to give your life to Christ and they are not about that life, they're going to be like, man, so what you see in this God thing, that what you're doing right now and the way you used to live ain't good enough for you. Family and friends, when you give your all to God, there's nothing greater than that feeling. To know that you are protected. Know that you are covered. Mm-hmm. No evil shall come against you.
Mm-mm.
To be blessed and stay in your blessing.
Mm-mm.
Family and friends, sometimes you just got to let go and let God.
Amen.
You got to step back, hold up, wait a minute, and put some God into it, family and friends. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the only way that I know for me that I want to be and to go. I want to know my Father, and just not to know him, family and friends, but to have a more intimate relationship with my Father. Because
Amen.
Without him, nothing in my life is possible. And I have seen the impossible that he have made possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Deanne.
Amen. Praise God. It's funny that you said this, because just this morning I was having a conversation with my son, and I said to him, there are some people that you need to get out of your life, you know? And I was telling him I had been praying for him, his brother, and his sister, that they come to the realization truly, truly, truly of who God is. And I was saying to him, sometimes when you pray, God has to remove some people out of your way to get to your purpose. And that is so evident and so true in the life of Joseph. Look at Joseph. Because Joseph was favored by his father, his own brothers, they hated him. His own brothers, they decided, you know what, this dreamer, we don't want this dreamer around us. We want this dreamer gone. So we're going to go ahead, we're going to come up with a plot, and we're going to tell daddy he got killed by an animal, and we're going to soak his coat in blood. Your very own family can be the people deceiving you, thinking they love you and they got your back. And as you thinking they're hugging you, they have a butcher knife to your back. God is the only person that can never... how do you say that, Holy Spirit? God is the only person that will never put you in a place where you feel insecure. He will never put you in a place where you doubt. You may doubt yourself, but he will never put you in a place where you may doubt him. And even if you come to the place where you may doubt him, he will show you, hey, all things are working together for the good. Now, if I'm trying to get you somewhere, and if you're praying and you say, Lord, take me here and take me there, it's not going to come by easy. But it's like you said, Sister Shanice, he is our strong tower. And when we get weary, when we get tired, when we get frustrated, we can run in there. Not only are we safe, we are also safe. We are delivered. We are strengthened. He gives us rest. He restores our peace. He just gives us everything when we run into him and hide in him. People are going to disappoint you. Husbands are going to disappoint wives. Wives are going to disappoint husbands. Children are going to disappoint parents. Parents, you're going to find it. This year just started, and I guarantee you and I, we already know of somebody or heard of somebody who disappointed somebody. Why? It's human nature. We cannot save anybody. We cannot keep anybody safe. We can try. We can say, I can do all I can do to keep you safe and to keep you protected. I'll keep the doors locked. I'll keep the pistol close by. We have the dogs. We have the alarm. But if somebody really want to get in, guess what? They're going to get in. But they can't do that with God. And then it's so sad when the people who's trying to get in to destroy you is your family, is your friend, is your coworker, even the church members. Amen. So this is actually an encouraging word for me, and I hope my son is listening to that. I'll send it to him. It's an encouraging word for me when everything comes apart. When nothing seems to be working, when it looked like there's more nights than days, when it looked like there's more suffering than joy, when you come to Jesus He changes all that. He tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. As long as we don't doubt, as long as we run into that tower, we will be safe and we will be saved, and he will strengthen us so we can move on and go on to whatever he has us to do the next day. Amen.
Amen. Sister Amen. Lorraine, I have you on the spot today. Is there anything you want to say before we go to our music break?
Well, I'm in agreement with the things that I've heard, and when you were reading this scripture, and I was thinking about something I heard many, many years ago about comparing our life to a ride on a train ride. We get saved, and it's like we get on the train, we have a ticket, but there's an empty seat next to us. We don't have the wisdom to fill that seat, but God does. But God, when he fills the seat and the person sits next to us on that ride, sometimes we really enjoy that other person, and sometimes they kind of irritate us. But we have to realize that person got on at station A, but God knows what station that person is supposed to get off. And what happens is many times God has sent a person to make a deposit, but we want to keep them.
Right.
We want to keep them. We want to make it a permanent fix. So that's where the discrepancy comes in. That's where the irritation starts, is when God has sent a person to make a deposit, and we want to keep them as a lifetime fixture in our life. And they're supposed to get out of that seat because there's another person that has to get in that seat because they have a job to do. And we have to remember that God has a plan.
Amen.
And we don't have to have a plan. We just need to agree with God's plan.
Amen.
And we don't even have to like God's plan. But we realize because God is who he is, he's going to make everything work for our good in our lives. We just have
Amen.
To trust him. It's a trust walk with God.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
So for those that are listening on today, that person in that seat, that irritation has started because you're trying to keep what God said had a time limit on it. Let it go.
Let it go.
Thanks, Cece.
There you have it, family and friends. We'll be right back after this music selection. So stay tuned and stay blessed.
Amen.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPB Radio.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Family and friends, we are back. You are tuned in to The Grub and it's Tuesday afternoon. So family and friends, before we move forward, you know, last week, Tuesday, my mouth was full with this delicious carrot cake that I had. So family and friends, once again, I put the Sister Lorraine on the spot. Sister Lorraine, could you tell the people how they could get their cake? Because that red velvet and that carrot cake was good.
Mm. I could give them a number. They could call her. She freezes them and mail them out. If you're ready for the number, it's 989-992-5123. And her name is Roberta, and she does ship. Yes, she has delicious desserts. She does a lot of different desserts. Thank you, Sister Nisi.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm. Family and friends, there you have it. Our own Sister Roberta. Support her, family and friends. Again, get your cake today. Get your cake today. Put in that order. That number is 989-992, friends. I tell you, the cake melts in your mouth. Oh, and the nuts on the top with the icing, family and friends. The cake was good. It was good.
That was the way
know.
You acted last week. Yeah.
Oh. I was falling asleep on that, family and friends. I was. It was good. Family and friends, support. Sister Roberta, the cake is worth the wait, family and friends.
Amen.
It was good. So, back to this sudden Sunday dinner. We have for you on this menu a lemon chest pie. And is coming from Proverbs 3:30. And with this, family and friends, it's the blame game. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm.
No.
Stressful days, sleepless nights can wear you down. Emotions, flares, the normal irritations of life begin to feel personal. You believe that nobody's on your side. The Lord allows difficulties to invade our lives. He declares his control and promise to you to use everything for your good. The very thing you're resisting today could be the best thing of all to grow your faith. Rather than accusing others of doing harm, thank God for stretching you and proving himself faithfully. Are you on the offense today, stirring up conflict with those around you? Are you looking for an escape goal for your problems? Does life feel unfair, as if the world is out to get you? Family and friends, take a moment to consider who you might be falsely accusing. Turn away from your anger. Turn to God in prayer. Strive for peace with everyone. Let the Lord provide and justice you need in every situation. See, family and friends, don't matter what we go through in life, we supposed to put God first. See, when we put God first, we have no reason to blame anybody for things in our life. Because if you obey and you are obedient to God, then you shouldn't have these emotions. You shouldn't have sleepless nights. You shouldn't be tired. Your emotions shouldn't be raw. Family and friends, family and friends, patience should not be thin. If you're going through these and everything you see in your life is difficult, it's a task, check yourself, because you reckon yourself. Because that means you're not putting God first. See, like I like to say, some of us put God in our back pocket and we take him out for emergency purposes only.
Right.
But my friends, God is not your emergency room. Our God that we saw, our God that we love so much, he is a jealous God. He wants us all the time, not when we think we need him. So stop blaming people for the wrong choices and the mistakes that you are making in your life today because you refuse to put God first. See, we live in the flesh, and when we don't allow God that time to work in our life, we say, you know what? He ain't working fast enough. We're going to do it ourselves. See, that's where we're going wrong. We're doing it ourselves. You cannot do it yourself. You wake up in the morning, you didn't do that. The steps that you take in your life, the blessings that you got in your life and the blessings that you are still receiving, that's not you. Family and friends, all of that is God. Because the things that he has given us, he could take it away. So why not be obedient and obey, living his way through his words? Family and friends, we got to remember that God's words is the truth. It's the way. It's the light. So why are you still living in darkness within yourself? We already know that the flesh is our worst temptation.
Come on.
And when we live in that temptation, we do things of our own way because that's human nature. Or sometimes that's the way society is telling us we need to live because they want us to live by their standards. But we have to remember, when society crumble and fall, we still have God. Still going to be there. He's going to pick us up. He's going to carry us. He's going to guide us. He's going to protect us.
Right.
So family and friends, stop blaming people for your doom.
Right.
Stop blaming people for your temptation of the flesh that we are living in. Family and friends, stop the blame game.
Right.
Vivian?
My God, my God. I got to tell you, all these things, the only word I keep seeing popping in my head is narcissism. Oh. Narcissism. So there must be a narcissist listening somewhere that God is getting a hold to or trying to get your attention. The blame game, blame shifters. It is an absolute sign of somebody not being mature. Anytime we mess up and we cannot say it's my fault, or if we say it's my fault, we take a little bit of the blame and we shove it on somebody else. That shows you that person is immature. That shows you that person has a pride issue. And that person is far from being me. Sometimes you just have to swallow the loss. A lot of the times when I was listening to the book of John yesterday, when they brought Jesus before Pilate, they came and they said all these things about Jesus. The Bible said he sat there, he didn't say nothing. And Pilate marveled, because some people, by any means necessary, they're going to destroy you, whether it is true or not. Their life falls apart. They're not going to say, because they did not get up and go to work, or if they did go to work, they got to work late. Your lunch is 30 minutes. You come back 45, 50 minutes later. It's your fault. But when we cannot say, it's my fault, I did it, that makes you very prideful, and that makes it hard for people to go into a place of repentance, because repentance is going to make you live that. Because you have to go and say, Lord, I apologize. I'm sorry. Forgive me for lying, for cussing, for committing adultery, for fornicating, for stealing. Lord, forgive me. And if you cannot ask for forgiveness, that tells me you have a pride issue. And if you cannot, and the thing is, this is so much like my ex-husband, so much like my ex-husband, quick to shovel the blame to everybody. He would say, well, yeah, I did this, but you also. It's never, okay, it's me. I was there by myself, it's me. Even if nobody was there, or the wind blow, a fly, and I swat at the fly, it was always blaming somebody. And narcissists, that's what a narcissist is. It's never their fault. And if it is their fault, it's because of you made it their fault. So they have to blame you because you made it their fault. So it's not their fault, it's your fault. And that's why narcissists get you so crazy. But anytime you come into the place, and you cannot take the blame, you need to check your walk with God. Because with God, he will make you take the blame. He will make you, you know what I'm saying? He will make you say, it was me. When Peter went ahead and denied Jesus, what happened afterwards? Peter had to eat that. The difference between Peter and Judas is this. Peter went, he wept bitterly. He accepted what he did. Judas didn't. He felt bad about it, and rather than repenting what he did, he hung himself. Amen? So he never got the forgiveness because pride just overtook his life. So it would have been, and I think about that. I was like, I wonder if Judas had repented, would the Lord restore him? You know what I'm saying? Because if he restored Peter, would the Lord restore him? But again, Peter took the responsibility. The woman at the well, when Jesus said, where your husband? She's like, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, you've had five, and the one you have is not yours. She didn't say, oh, Lord, they lying on me. That ain't true, that ain't true, that ain't true. She left her water pot, and she went and tell him, come see a man that told me all these things. She took the responsibility. And for us to be delivered, for us to be set free, for us to walk in complete freedom, we have got to come to the place and say, yeah, it's my fault, it's my turn, I did it, when it is necessary for us to do that. Amen?
Amen. Sister Lorraine.
Yes, I've been on both sides of that coin. I've been the victim, and I've been the accuser. Neither side is pretty. When we come to the end of the day and the end of the story, it comes right back full circle. The plan that God has given us is perfect and it's flawless. When we venture away from that plan, we're gonna fail. I have played the victim of being accused, and then I've stood and allowed the enemy to use me as the accuser. And at the end of the day, they both are sin. God never wanted us to live a life of being victimized. He never told us to become anybody's doormat. He told us to be humble, but that didn't make us be receptive of abuse. And he never told us to put our foot on people's necks. So we're in error if we cross either one of those lines. And so today I choose his way, and his way always gives me victory. If I venture from that path of the straight and narrow, I get in trouble. And trouble normally causes us to run back to the path. So I don't have have as much trouble with that today, because pain seems to teach us valuable lessons that we don't have to keep relearning. When you find a person that have to keep relearning painful lessons, you found someone who really has an issue in life. But thank you, Sister Nikki.
Family and friends, there you have it. We are serving you a Sunday, a sudden Sunday dinner. See, we have already given you those fluffy potatoes, which is cleaning house. We have given you fresh green beans, which is evil enemies. And we have just given you your lemon chest pie, which is the blame game. Family and friends, we ain't done with this menu yet. We ain't done with it. We still got some more to serve. But before we move on, we're going to take another musical break. So stay tuned and stay blessed, family.
Amen.
What could I do to show my gratitude? What could I say to respond to your love and grace? Where would I be if you didn't carry me? So here I am, and I just wanna love you as best as I can. And I don't understand it all, but all I know is that you saved me. I could go on and on, but it all leads back to this one thing. So I'll say
thank you.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's The Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPV Radio.
Family and friends, we are back. We are back with this Southern Sunday dinner. So, family and friends, the next one up on this menu is your Dixie Fried Chicken. And it's coming from Psalm 119:157. And this is your staying strong. For many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your family and friends. Mm-hmm. Not everyone will like your devotion to God. They'll think you're uptight, missing out on the good time. They'll criticize your parenting as too strict or old-fashioned. They will accuse you of wasting your money by giving. They'll be angry if you choose church over other activities. They'll wonder why you do not laugh at crude jokes or join in the gossip. The persecute is one is is on to give up and fit in. Be encouraged. God knows the price you paid to follow him. He walked in your shoes, being put down and left out. He's heard the mocking remarks and the accusations. He felt the sting of slander and rejection. The ones against you today are against the one you serve. Pray together for encouragement from God. For just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. He's standing with you in the pain. He's preparing rewards for all it costs you to obey right now. He offers strength to keep believing and living for him. Family and friends, if you ain't living for God, who are you living for?
Okay.
It's like I just said, staying strong. The world that we live in today is such a cruel world, family and friends. When you decide, like I just said, you know, when you decide to walk that path with God, people around you would see you differently. But they don't know. The walk that you walk in is such a grateful walk.
Yeah.
And because you don't interact with the gossip, the I'm so sorry, family. the gossip, if you don't interact with the gossip, you don't interact with their negativity. Yeah, this is where they're going to see, wow, she thinks she's better than us. Or he think he better than us. Why they so uptight? Oh, especially if you walk in the walk and God start giving you blessings that others can see. You get the promotion. You get that car. You get the house. Oh, they gonna hate you even more. Oh, look at she thinks she all that.
All of
family and friends. We are not supposed to fall into their nonsense. It's okay if they reject you. It's okay if they talk about you. It's okay if you give your money to those that are in need. Because everything that you do in your life that is good of God, sure enough, he will bless you. I was raised up, my mom said, and she always said, If you give a blessing in your left hand, don't look for it in your left. Because it could come in your right, it could come from the back, front, or side. Your blessings come from anywhere. So with all this family and friends, with everything that's going on in our world today, God is calling us. But at the same time, he's saying, stay strong. Stay strong. Because the wall with man, family and friends, it would eat you up and spit you out and leave you right there. Remember, everything that this wall give us is temporary. But what God has for us is permanent and is eternal, family and friends. So don't matter what your day look like today, tomorrow, or whatever it was yesterday, keep your faith. Stay strong. Stay strong. Because it's going to get better. It will get better. Keep believing. See, when we make this Dixie fried chicken, you know you have to have your eggs, you have to flour and your breadcrumbs. But for it to be strong, when you're frying it, to give you that crisp, golden outside, you have to go through the steps. You have to go through the steps. You got to season your chicken. You got to put it in the egg. You got to put it in the flour. You know, you got to bread it for it to stay strong. So that's how life is. You know, like my sister said earlier, they are resetting. They don't set goals. Family and friends, my life is a mission. And it's not a mission about me because I lived that lifestyle. I lived being bad, went to jail, been with the same sex, gender. You know, family and friends, I've been there. I've owned 6 Bibles. And I will share the story. I was so afraid of opening these Bibles. I had from an Amplified Bible to a woman's Bible, the Holy Bible. I have it. The ones that you have, the New Testament, I have them. Family and friends, for years, because I was living in the flesh. And I was living in my way, even though I grew up in church. I baptized Catholic, went to Lutheran, Moravian, Pentecostal in Spanish, English. I even visit the Muslim church. It's not that I was seeking God because, like I said, I was living in the flesh. I was living by my temptations, family and friends. I was afraid to open the Bible and hear what God had to tell me.
Wow.
The way he wanted to speak to me as my father. That's why I was afraid to open the Bible. And family and friends, I finally did, and you can't get me to put it down. I'm still learning.
All right.
But guess what? I'm learning not just what his words is and what he's still trying to tell me or do for me, but I'm growing in my faith. and I'm staying strong as a believer. See, going back to this chicken, family and friends, you got to build it to make it mm-hmm. what you want. But it's different as we for humans. You have to be on that mission, and you have to keep God as your forefront. You have to ask him for your guidance. You have to ask him to show you, give you that strength. And this is where he builds you. Your faith gets stronger. You trust in him. Man, you fall backwards and knowing that he won't catch you. So family and friends, I ask you today, no matter what's going through your life, stay strong. Sister Lorraine?
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. Yeah, I'm with you on that. When you started talking, Sister Nisi, I thought about when, can you hear me, Sister Nisi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you first started talking, I thought about when I first accepted the call into ministry, how I wanted to mimic everybody but Lorraine. I wanted to have the briefcase and the white suit, and it all looked glamorous. But at the end of the day, when we hear the amen to our life, the anointing will cost us. So what another man or woman thinks about what we do is neither here nor there. Because at the end of the day, when we decide to follow after the things of God, it is going to cost us people that we felt like were friends and loved ones, but it's all worth it because only what we do for Christ is going to last and be effective in this world, as wicked as it is. So now I work more adamantly at being the better me, the better, seeing, showing the better side of me, because there's some ugly entangled in this flesh. But when we can work on the ugliness and be honest with the man or woman that we face in that mirror, and we cause that person in that mirror to reflect the word of God that's hidden in our heart, we can mm-hmm. become the better us. And when we work on that, that's enough work to keep us busy until Jesus come back. Because mm-hmm. that's a never-ending story. So, yes, I too have felt the effects of how others felt about me. My mom was one before she went on to glory. She didn't think very much of me, and I ran a long time trying to gain her approval. And every time I felt like I got close to my mother's approval, she turned the corner on me. Until one day I decided to chase after God's approval. When I chased after God's approval, her approval came, and I was dumbfounded. When my mother finally had a good opinion of me, I was dumbfounded. Because what my mother did is what a lot of people do in our lives. They know a little something about our past, and they hold us to our past.
There uh-huh. you go.
They never see the brightness of the future that God has developed in us because they're too busy looking behind us. Mm-hmm. And one day I was on my job before I retired, and the Lord told me that there were some people in my life who was like those two men in the Bible that was looking up in the sky saying, "We saw Jesus go up there." And the angel came and said, "What y'all looking at? Who y'all looking mm-hmm. for? We looking mm-hmm. for Jesus." He said, "What you looking for? He done went where he gone and come back, and he doing something else now." And God mm-hmm. said, that's who we are. When he changes our lives, Joseph is gazing into our past, and God is saying to them, that's not who they are anymore. I've changed that in their lives.
Yes.
So
yes.
I encourage you, if you're going to carry the anointing, know that it comes with a cost. And if you're willing to pay the cost, then you're willing to carry the anointing. Bottom line. Thank you, Sister Nisi.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, her testimony gave me hope. Hopefully someday my mother will change. Hopefully she will change because it looked like she going backwards. It looked like she going backwards, but we going to trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I have to start this off by saying when Jesus was teaching, he said something. He said, if you deny me before men, so will he be denied in front of his Father in heaven. My Father in heaven will deny you also. And what that says to me is when we make up our minds to come after the Lord, to follow Jesus, everything full throttle. When you say, or somebody said to you, oh, come on, let's go here, let's do this. And you say, no, you want to smoke? No. You want to go to the club? No. And they're like, oh, what are you now, some kind of holy roller? And some people, to not make their friends or family member feel bad, and they would be like, oh, no, not really. I just don't feel like it, rather than just say, you know what? I now believe in Jesus, and I just don't do those things anymore. And live. See, sometimes we say living the Christian life is easy, but it's not, because there is death. Death is never easy. You have to kill your flesh. You have to kill so many things that you want, but because we know it is not of the Lord, it is not permittable for us to do it and for us to have it. So that's why people will say to you, I remember back then. I remember back then. And they fail to realize there is a verse, Corinthians say, it's no longer him. You know what I'm saying? It's no longer him. I don't live that life. I'm a brand new man. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The Diane, the Nisi that you knew back then, that person is dead. They're gone.
Yes.
But some people, they will not allow you to move forward because they want to use your past against you. And some people, because they're not doing anything, they don't want to see you do anything. So they will try to pull you backwards. But Jesus told us, if you put your hand to the plow and take it back, you're not fit. You can't say yes to the Lord and say, oh, maybe tomorrow, maybe, Lord. And the next day, oh, I'll see. He said, you're not fit. You need to go ahead, sit down somewhere, figure out what you want to do. Is it for God I live and for God I die? Oh, I'm going to do this and do that. And be honest with yourself. Be honest. Lord, I'm not ready to come. I'm not ready to come all the way in, but I want to come in. But the truth of the matter is, Lord, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I believe when we come to the point and we're that honest with God, I believe the Lord, he's not going to, like, work with you and allow you to do bad. But he already know, okay, that heart right there, I can trust that person because they're honest enough to tell me, Lord, I want to come, but I still enjoy smoking my weed, Lord. I still enjoy doing this, and I still enjoy doing that. So when they come in, God can trust them and say, okay, when I clean you up like Saul, when God cleaned up Saul, he never turned back. He never turned back because when Saul did his stuff, Saul did all his stuff with all his heart. He was killing Christians in the name of God. And then when he gave his life to Christ, what happened? Christians, people who say they were Christians, were now trying to kill him. Because your past will follow you everywhere you go, but that's in the world. Because as long as we're in Christ, we're new creatures. It's like you turn the page and it's a brand new page. Nothing is written on it. It's a brand new canvas. And that's where we need to come and allow God to be the new artist in our lives, mark our lives, lead us in the way we should go. You know what I'm saying? The Bible tells us he's the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we repent and we say, Lord, forgive me, I'm done, immediately that page is turned and we start anew with Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Family and friends, we have one more for you guys before we end the graph. But, of course, we're going to play the last song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, family and friends, stay tuned. Stay blessed. Before we end the show, I would like to give thanks to God for everything that he has done. Unlike the song
Amen.
Before saying, thank you. That's all we can say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sometimes it's simple as
thank
that.
You.
As simply saying thank you. And again, for my brother from another mother, Label, thank you for tuning in with us.
Amen.
And again, once again, stay tuned and stay blessed.
Switching lanes on the highway, nearly hit a BM, I ain't see him in my blind space. Tried to apologize, then I saw the guy race up on the side and throw his middle finger up in my face.
You see this clown?
I figured that was it, but then he goes around. pulling up in front of me and slowing down. Homie, what the issue? He don't know I'm with the ish too. And my wife and kids with me in this whip too. It's going down.
Going down.
My wife is saying chill, but the man in me is saying, how you let him play you in front of your family?
What, you scared?
I threw my hands up, my wife put him down. She said,
the kid's scared, baby, look around.
That's when she put her hand on my chest and said, you know they gon' remember how you handled this test. And if I fail, it ain't no telling what it's gon' cost.
Real talk.
So I just took an L and then I drove off.
Some wins look just like losses.
Look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won. But it just might cost you.
But it just might cost you.
Go to bed.
I'm at the crib trying to pray about it.
Trying to pray.
Cause I've been feeling like a sucker all day about it. Bittersweet, the more I sit and think, the more it gets to me. Then I drift to sleep and it plays back differently. He flips me off and starts speeding up. Jumped in front of us and still got his middle finger up.
Alright, I got
now I'm mad, so I swing the whip back around on the side and throw my hands up like what's cracking now.
What's up,
he cracked his smile and I don't trust it cause his hands are down. I go to grab the ratchet, but this cat already has it out. My wife screams, by the time I look up, he clapping out. I dropped the gun and started gunning on the gas, mashing out. I think I'm hit, got blood all on my chest. Lift my shirt up, but I can't find a hole in my flesh. Babe, I think I'm hit. Just help me check. Babe, get up.
Some wins look just like losses.
Look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won. But it just might cost you.
But it just might cost you.
Who the man?
Feeling like a sucker don't seem as bad compared to losing wifey and being a single dad.
Real talk.
He could have missed her and hit the kids. Then how could I live knowing they died so I could be the man? Man, it's kind of scary though.
Scary though.
As I sit and run through these different scenarios, honestly, I thought I'd feel better with them hitting me until I seen the misery they left with missing me.
Wow.
But what if I move quicker and I get the squeeze? Then I let them see them from a cell when they visit me.
That ain't cool.
And that one ain't a win, but them other two got the first L starting to look like a W.
Think about it.
I'm guessing it's the answer to my prayers.
Prayers.
But Pete, though, in which version was I the hero?
Huh?
I guess the real question you should ask me though, was I trying to protect my fam or my ego?
Some wins look just like losses.
Look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won. But it just might cost you.
But it just might cost you.
Who the man?
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPB Radio.
Radio. Family and friends, we are back. We are back. Once again, you're tuning into The Grub, and it's Tuesday afternoon, family and friends. So we have served you this sudden Sunday dinner. What
on a Tuesday?
Any good of potatoes without gravy? So we have your creamy gravy. That's coming from Job 1:20-22. And like I said, today we have cleaned house. We talked about your evil enemies. Mm-hmm. We have talked about the blame game. We even tell you to stay strong. So family and friends, with all of this being said, we are telling you, let go. Letting go, family and friends. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gives, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised in all this. Job did not sin by charging God with a wrongdoing, family and friends. See, at birth and in death, we hold nothing in our hands. We are filled with God's gift. Yet, we never know if today's gains will be tomorrow lost.
Come on.
If we have to give up our dearest treasure, if the ones we love most will be taken away from our lives, when we lose what's important, we have a choice, family and friends, to be angry at God or trust that he is good, to feel betrayed or believe his love is perfect, to become bitter or praise God for wisdom that's higher than our own. What is God removing from our life today, family and friends? Release your grip and give it to him freely. No, he's in control, family and friends. It goes back to what we said earlier. Nothing that we do or nothing that we have is without him. So we have to realize, understand that God is in control. And with that, we have to have faith. He is able to supply all our needs.
Amen.
Love him as the one who can satisfy your heart. Receive his comfort and the God of all grace who calls you to his eternal glory in Christ. After you have suffered for a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast, family and friends. So again, let go. It's like a wise said earlier, whatever he gave, he could take. And he walked in and said, give it to me. Give it to him. Give it freely, family and friends. Because we could be stepping on the wall today as millionaires. And tomorrow, or not even tomorrow, the next second, you blink your eye, it's all gone. It's all gone. It's like when you have this nice big house, well furnished, you know, it's your dream house. You got everything you want in this house, and a fire break out.
You lose everything.
You lose everything. So, family and friends, naked we come.
Naked we come.
Naked we shall go. You come into this world with nothing, and you will leave with nothing. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yes.
We come from the earth, and the earth we shall return to, family and friends. Like I said, we hold nothing in our hands, but everything that's in between is because of God. So you have to let go of the friends. You have to let go of the family members. You have to let go of the church members. Whatever it is you have to let go of today, let it go. God has something greater for you. See, sometimes God will remove people from our life, but we as human beings, sometimes because we love, even a relationship, we love, we try to hold on. See, that's something like my marriage's a little big. Me and my husband, we started off on a very rocky road. It wasn't the greatest of greatest. Before he became a pastor and I became a minister, it was hot to trot. It was hot to trot. Sister Deanna vowed on it. I probably, for the first 4 years, now we've been married 5, but for the first 4 years, I asked my husband for a divorce probably 100 times or more. And don't matter how I try to let go, for some reason, see, and that's the funny thing about God, because sometimes letting go could be on our own terms and it's not of God. I tell you, I try to let go. I try to let go. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I am doing this. This ain't for me. I'm tired. I had enough. And the more I try to let go, God kept me. And family and friends, I would not sit here and lie and say we're 100% in our marriage. But
right.
Through God and
great.
My sisters and brothers here at this radio network have helped us a lot in our marriage. And God has placed them in our life to show us, even though we was preaching, we wasn't doing it as heavy as we're doing it now, but God was showing us that you have me, but you're still not putting me first. You're talking about me, you're preaching my words, but you still don't have me first in your life and in your marriage. See, when we got that down pat and we put God first, everything changed.
Amen.
It changed. I wasn't angry anymore. I wasn't speaking those words to hurt my husband. I wasn't doing things to hurt him back thankfully. I said, you know what, God? I had enough. I give it to you. I rest it to the foot of the cross. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. My family and friends, when I did let go, look at me today. I have strengthened my husband where he needs to be strengthened, and he has
Amen.
Done the same for me. And
Amen.
This is somebody that, ooh, Sister Deanne, you remember? I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I just want to let go. And God kept me.
Yeah.
And God kept me.
Yeah.
See, things would happen. You will go through things in life, and sometimes the people that we want to let go of, God keeping them for a reason. He's keeping them for a reason. But when he's telling you, family and friends, let go, don't even second guess it. Let them go. Let it go. Nothing here on earth is promised. We are travelers of this earth. And sometimes God make our road so narrow that the only vision we have is on him.
Mm-hmm.
Is on him, family and friends. So, Sister Lorraine, I turn it over to you.
Okay. It's funny. A lot of what you said touched a lot of parts of my life. My husband and I have been married 35 years, and I can preach the divorce card. I can preach that divorce card, but that's not where the Holy Spirit gave me. In this Christian walk, it comes with benefits, and Psalm 139 speaks highly of the benefits of serving the true and living God. And my mind went back as you were speaking. I went to a dealership, and I bought a car one time, and I picked the car out on a Sunday. I went to the dealership, to the lot, and I saw a couple of cars that I thought I liked, and I went back that Monday to check on the prices of the cars. And when I went back that Monday, I told a guy I was wanted to choose between one of the two, and he gave me what he felt like was the better option. So I didn't test drive the car, I didn't kick the tire, I just told the man, write it up. He said, well, I have to run your credit. And I said, credit won't be a problem. I have great credit. So he looked at me and he was like, are you serious? I say, yes, I'm serious. So I went on and I said, call me when you get everything done. And so I went on away and he called me and brought me in, and I signed all the paperwork, which seems like a life sentence when you buy a car or house. And I left the dealership, and he told me this particular car I had never owned before. So he told me, he said, you have to really be careful. He says, easy for you to go 100 miles an hour in this car without even thinking about it. And so I didn't think nothing of it. So I got on the highway. Matter of fact, I was in Mississippi, and I had gotten a call that my mother had passed. And I was headed back home, and I was by myself. No, I wasn't by myself. The Holy Ghost was with me. And I was driving my car, and came time for me to have my oil change, I had to go, you had to find a place in your area, which for me, it was 50 miles one way. So I was driving 100 miles round trip to get my oil changed in my car. I had did this about five times, and I was on my way to a place called Lansing, Michigan to get the oil changed, and I was talking to a young lady on the phone whose son owned one of the cars. And she said, you have to drive to go get your oil changed? I said, yeah. She said, my son don't have to drive. So he just calls, and they come pick his car and bring him another car. I said, really? And she said, yeah. So I got to the dealership that day, and I said to the man, I say, my friend of mine said her son don't have to drive to get his oil changed. He said, you don't either. I said, excuse me? He said, you have a package. I paid for a package.
Wow.
And so he says, you've been paying $100-something for oil change. You don't have to pay for oil changes.
Wow.
And so what I learned that day is I signed up for a package when I purchased that car, but I was ignorant.
Okay.
I was ignorant because I didn't know what the package held. So for 5 months, I had been driving 100 miles in snow and ice. Some days I felt like a ride. Some days I did not. But I had to go get the oil change. And all I had to do was make a call. They would put another car on a flatbed and drive that car to my home, to my driveway, or wherever I was. I could be at your house. Needed an oil change, all I had to do was call the nearest dealership. They would bring the car to your house.
Wow.
And drop a car off and take my car on a flatbed. And I had all of these perks and all of these benefits, but didn't know it. How many people in the body of Christ have perks and benefits of serving the true and living God, and we live like peasants and bubbles? We're still pecking on the ground. When the table has been set, the buffet has been laid out, the meal is on the table. All we need to do is come to the table with an appetite. We're hungry. We're famished in the body of Christ. But we're walking around not eating because we don't know the table has been spread because we're ignorant of the things that come with the package.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call that dealership. They gave me a number I had to call. They had to reimburse me for those oil changes that I had paid for.
Wow.
Because I wasn't supposed to be paying because I paid up front for a package to have those things covered. And can we see that in the body today? How we're still talking, give me a divorce. How we're still talking, I don't know what to do with my child. How we're still talking, I have this addiction to pop and I can't kill it. I can't seem to stop drinking pop. And we've got power living on the inside of us. The greater one of God lives inside of us, the Holy Ghost, who can empower us to do everything but fail, and we're yet failing. When we start to face life situations, then life starts to hit us in a different light. We start to look at life not so much taking it for granted, but knowing who lives in us and that we're living and we're moving and we're operating because of God, not because of anything that we've done. Thank you, Sister Nisi, for an opportunity on today to share my heart.
Oh, you're welcome. Family, mm-hmm. There you have it. That's just a piece of your Saturday buffet. So if you want to hear more of Sister Lorraine and Sister Roberta, family and friends, tune in at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Sorry, I'm going to have time. Standard Time. Right here on TPB Radio Network. Sister Deanna,
yes.
Floor is yours.
Amen. Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And then he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. I wonder if Job already knew of the scripture, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So many times we hold on to things that are so detrimental to us that can literally kill us. I remember this one time I was listening to, and when something is not of God, he will let you know it's not of God. Because there you will get so many messages about it, you will freak out. And I remember I was listening to Bishop Jake give a message, and he was talking about a hawk or some big bird that picked up, not a squirrel, but something like a squirrel, a weasel. Thank you, Lord. It picked up a weasel, and as the hawk flew up, that weasel took his teeth and bit into the breast of the hawk. And rather than the hawk letting that weasel go, it kept on going up higher and higher to the point where after a while they just saw the hawk coming back down. That weasel killed it when he could have just released that weasel and God would have provided him something else to eat. And so many times we do that. And when I saw that, I didn't pay attention then. And at that time, God was giving me so many messages and hints and flags. This man, do not marry this man. And when I tell you, when I look at that hawk, how he came tumbling down with that weasel, if I tell you that's not my life and how holding on to something God said no to brought my life to a screeching halt. Huh. Sometimes we don't realize it. We think, like you say, Sister Nisi, because we love that thing, because we want that house, because we love that car, because, you know what I'm saying? And when you've worked and you've invested so much, you don't want to give it up. You've worked all these years. I was with that man 7 years, and to just throw in seven, it'd be easier to just get married and move on. But God was saying no, and I would hear preachers, let it go. And I was like, wait a minute. And then afterwards, all these things started coming back. And I was like, oh, he gave us the signs. And Job is saying, he gave it, God give it, and he take it away because he's God. What are you going to do? You gonna be mad at God and be foolish like Job's wife and say, just curse God and die? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to hold on to your integrity and say, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him? Why? Because when he gives us a word, when he gives us his promise, it doesn't matter what come on, that we can hold on to and it will bring us through. It's like Sister Lorraine said, she had a whole package and she knew nothing about that package and she was putting herself through stuff that she should have never put herself through. Had she only gotten out her package and read it, she would know. It doesn't matter what time of the day, yeah, I can always get an oil change. I can stay home in my pajamas and get an oil change. But because she never looked into it, and so many of us, God is saying, I give this to you. Look into it. I am showing you this. Open your eyes. Stop walking around blinded with your eyes open. But some of us, because we don't want to let go, I did not want to let go of that man. Because my self-esteem was so low. I didn't think anybody else would look at me because I really thought he saw me for the me that I was. And I really thought he would teach me how to love me because I didn't know how to love me because I came from a place where I've been rejected from day one by my mother. So the acceptance thing was never there. So when we see God is showing us, you know, sometimes it may hurt because, oh, me and you, we're best friends. But God is trying to take you somewhere and your best friend can't go. Oh, me and you've been down for so long. Yeah, baby, but I'm trying to go somewhere and where I'm going, you don't want to go. And it's like the woman of God said earlier, he bring us people just for a brief moment, help you cross the road, and that's it. They don't need to go down the road with you. They're just there to help you cross the road. So in spite of what you may have, never forget that what you have, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. When he give to you, bless him. When he take it away, bless him. When you're in the process of waiting, bless him. When you don't know what to do, bless him. In everything, give the Lord thanks. And all things will work out for our good because he loves us and he wants what's best for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Family and friends, there you have it. We have grub day and some starting Sunday dinner, family and friends. Mm-hmm. I would like to give great thanks to Sister Lorraine for staying tuned with us, our co-host. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sis.
Amen.
Family and friends, tune in next week Tuesday at 1:30, Central Standard Time for our VI people. That'll be 3:30 your time. So again, family and friends, thank you for tuning in to the Grub today. We had a wonderful time. If you want to know what we're serving next week, you have to tune in. Family and friends, tune in for your 6 o'clock show tonight, Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanna, family and friends. That's tonight, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Before we leave, Sister Lorraine, would you like to close with prayer?
Yes, Lisa, I'm sorry. I have my phone on mute because my husband and I are making noise in the background. I had to run to the phone. But, yes, I would love to close in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, O God, for your love, your mercy, and for your grace. We thank you, Father God, that you find us ignorant, but you don't leave us that way. We thank you, Father, that you have a plan for our life, and it's a good plan. And your plan, God, is not evil, but it shall bring us to an expected end. Lord, there's somebody listening on today who has a package plan, but they don't realize the package that they have and what's inclusive in the package. And so, Lord, we thank you that today that you've opened up their eyes of understanding. You've given them wisdom in another area of their life, that they don't have to walk around not knowing that you've given us access. You say you've given us everything that we need for spiritual living. And so, God, we're so grateful that you fed our spiritual appetites on today, and that the word of God shall not return and report back to you void, but it shall accomplish the mission in which you sent it to do. It shall open up eyes that are blind. It shall open up ears that were deaf. It shall change stony hearts into hearts of flesh, and it shall move a person from the life of endless hopelessness into a life of hope and trust in you. And we thank you, Lord God, that the word of the Lord make us rich, and it doesn't add any sorrow. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. There you have it from our friends. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. And thank you guys for tuning in today.
Amen.
On the Grub. So, again, like I said, if you want to know what we're serving next week, tune in. We have a good menu for you guys next. So tune in, tune in, tune in, and tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for Victory Over the Weeks of Life, Family and Friends, Sister Lorraine, Saturday's Buffet. That's on Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You could hear where she's going to serve you the buffet. Just like what I said, you're going to be full. If you think you full now on a grub, you got the whole buffet coming to you on Saturday, family and friends. So tune in with Sister Lorraine and Sister Roberta. Those are our golden sisters, family and friends. So tune in and hear what they got to say. We're also with Pastor, I forgot his name, but they do have a pastor that tunes in with them. God forgive me, but tune in and just listen to what they have to say, what they're sharing, what God have given them to share with us. Because family and friends, I do tune in. So I'm glued to that show. So family and friends, there you have it. Be blessed, and thank you once again for tuning in here on the Grub. So until
bye.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPB Radio.